I was already rushing the remaining trolls.
Alex, go for the pink one.
The werewolf let out a howl and launched himself full speed at the tiniest of the trolls, taking it to the ground and snapping its neck in 2 seconds flat. I lifted my sword to deal with an orangish troll on my right, coming in fast. A big brute, he reached for me with hands the size of turkeys and enough fingers that he could probably make a mean shadow puppet professional. I slid toward him, using a backswing to take all those grasping fingers off. Bloody stumps fell to the ground at my feet, still twitching and writhing.
Stupid tracker. I'll skin you like I did the ogre bitches.
The words echoed in my head. These were the guys who helped to take out Dox, Slaw, and the triplets. Everything around me seemed to slow, and I turned to make eye contact with the troll. All that anger I'd tucked away, all that fury I had to hold back, surged in me.
You helped slice my friends up and skin them alive?
He grinned at me, showing broken teeth and tiny fangs behind those teeth, retracted like a snake's.
They cried like little girls as we peeled their hides.
A scream erupted out of me, rage I'd never known coursing along each nerve ending until I saw nothing but trolls and the edge of my sword. Blood and viscera flew around me, heads rolled, hearts were pierced, and none of it was enough. None of it would bring back Dox. The seconds blurred, and distantly I knew I'd never fought like this before, never moved this fast or killed with such intensity. The movements of my body and blades blended together, a perfect killing machine that felt nothing but fury. The screams of the trolls matched mine in intensity until they began to fade. And then just me, screaming, sobbing, kneeling in a pool of blood, hands still gripping my swords as my arms hung to the side.
Riley!
Alex's howl broke through to me. He sat across from me, blood staining the silver tips of his fur.
Riley, no more. Alex's heart hurts.
Shit. I took in a shaky breath and stood. The crackle of a raging fire turned me around. The landing pad was engulfed in bright red flames that twisted and danced in the winter wind. Doran's eyes were soft as they met mine.
Come on. We've got to get the hell out of here.